I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Kelly Show on a Friday, an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. It's the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. If you missed how I got robbed yesterday, glass all over my car, the whole works, you're going to have to tune in to the podcast for that story. iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes, go download the podcast and enjoy that. It's been an up and down show all over the place. We still have an hour left. Did you see this? I'll get back to the questions in a second. CNN evaluating partisan talent as a push to make coverage more neutral. And here's why this won't work. And actually, the reason I chose to read this is not so we can all make fun of CNN, although that is good fun, right? That is a good time. It's not so we can make fun of CNN. It's because this goes to a larger point. It'll be a little dark, but it goes to a larger point of why we are where we are. CNN, they get some bunch of new guys in charge. They step in and say, hey, we're way too left wing. We got to get rid of this guy, get rid of that guy. We got to be more neutral. But what's crazy is the people who are making these decisions on we'll pick this guy or we'll pick that guy, he'll be more neutral. They themselves don't have any base whatsoever on what you or I believe. So they can't possibly pick somebody who's neutral. He doesn't have any idea what neutral looks like. You ask one of these guys, any reporter in the country, any mainstream reporter in the country, what they feel about Uvalde, the school shooting, and it will inevitably lead them to say something about gun violence. Now, it's not a gun violence problem. Gun violence, that's a total left-wing term. But they're so indoctrinated from school to their work environment to the cities they live in, they only understand left-wing terms and they only understand left-wing views. So whenever these far-left networks decide they're going to try to be more neutral, what they end up doing is they pick some token Republican who's an idiot. And then he's an idiot on purpose, and they throw him on TV and say, look how neutral we are. I told you this story before. I'll tell you again. I don't know if this network still exists. It was called HLN. This little inside baseball story for you for how this works. It was called HLN. It was like a second CNN. It was owned by CNN. All the CNN talent, they would go back and forth. Well, when I was selling RVs and decided I was going to try to move into a career in the media, it's about 4 years ago, I got invited up to New York City to be on a show. I was part of a panel on HLN. And it was a bunch of communists and it was me on the panel. And I go up, does it still exist, Chris? Chris said they do, but they don't do news anymore. But I knew it wasn't going to be around long. But I get flown up to New York, felt like a total fancy pants, by the way. They fly me up there. I don't think it was first class, but I got flown in an emergency exit seat, which is always nice. And then, of course, they put me up in a hotel. It wasn't fancy, but it wasn't dog meat either. So whatever, free flight, free hotel. I'm feeling like a big shot. I go be on this panel for HLN. And I'm on this panel, and it's me and all these communists, and I just slaughter them all. I mean, just slaughter them all. And I'm cracking jokes, and I'm making them feel stupid because they are stupid. Otherwise, they wouldn't be communists. And I finish. And the producer of the show pulls me aside after the show's done. I'm all done. I'm getting ready. I'm going to fly back home that night. And she says, hey, that was so outstanding. We want you to fly up here every week. I think it was every week. Might have been every 2 weeks. But she said, we want to fly up here every week, every 2 weeks. We'll pay you to fly up here to be a regular on this show. Now, remember, I'm in the middle. I'm trying to get some kind of a career in media going, and I don't know how to do that. You don't know how to do that. How do you even start one of those, right? I'm doing backflips. I'm burning up the phones, wife, parents. Oh my gosh, looks like I'm going to make it. That kind of thing. I made it. Get back to Texas. No big deal. Go back to selling RVs. And I'm just waiting. Oh, sweet. When's my next one going to be? This Friday, this Thursday? No phone call. Okay. All right. No big deal. Hey, it was an off week. Maybe there's some big headlines. No big deal. Next week, no phone call. Starting to get a little nervous. Next week, no phone call. Next week, no phone call. Never heard from them again. Didn't find out totally what happened till it was like a year and a half later. Look, the media world is a real small world. Every world's a small world. If you're in construction, it's a small world. Military's a small world. It's just the way it works. Find out someone who was working at HLN at the time left, and he started working with friends of mine. We're out having a beer. I think this was New York City. Shout out to the great 710 WOR, by the way. We're out having a beer in New York. And he says, you know what happened there, right? I said, no. Why did I never get the call? And it ends up being, it should be noted, the best thing that ever happened to me. Now I work for Premier. I work for the first. No one tells me what to say. It's great. He said, here's what happened. They want you on the show as a person on the right, a conservative. They don't want you to be better than other people. They want you to be stupid. They want you to back down. They want you, in the face of their rhetoric, to back off or moderate. You know, in the end, you always have to moderate a little. Well, I mean, that is a good point, Heather. I guess you bring up a good point. Well, as you can imagine, that's not exactly what I did when I was on the air. That kind of went the other direction. And he said, you were just way, way, way too good. That's why these networks can never fix themselves. They're not looking for somebody like you with your values, for someone who will be more aggressive for what you believe. That's the last thing they want. So they don't even know what they're looking for. All these things, all of them, they're doomed to failure. So good luck, CNN. You suck. Did you hear Marjorie Taylor Greene? I thought this was pretty good.
I want to remind everyone. Number one, we still do not know who the pipe bomber is. Who is the person? There are videos everywhere. It's all over the FBI website. But we don't hear that coming out consistently from the January 6th committee.
Now, that's a decent point, isn't it? You do remember on January 6th that somebody placed pipe bombs at RNC and DNC headquarters. Washington, D.C. may very well be the most surveilled city in America, certainly up by Capitol Hill where all these buildings are. There are just cameras everywhere. They're on every building. They're on every street corner. They can track down anybody anymore. Somebody set a pipe bomb at the Republican National Committee and the Democrat National Committee. FBI can't find him? What's going on? Where is this person? I mean, they can track down Granny, who wandered into the Capitol for 15 minutes, and lock her away and throw away the key, but Mr. or Mrs. Pipebomb can't seem to track him down? Anyone? Anyone? Maybe he works at the FBI. Dear Bearded Oracle, thanks for getting me in trouble. I tried to order my own What Chris t-shirt, and after a week I was notified they canceled my order due to technical reasons. What? When did What Chris become hate speech? I can't believe my t-shirt was banned like a swastika. Says I have to run. I think the FBI is knocking on my door. Says I can say his name. His name is Shirtless Grant. Listen, I have good news on that front. You know how we're doing the radio simulcast now where you can watch me do the radio show? I mean, you can watch me live right now. I'm sitting here in a pretty good-looking orange shirt, I may point out. It is, Chris. We even have a little pride flag flying here in the office. It's the Air Force flag. Quit. Well, you can watch me do that on thefirsttv.com/Jesse. Thefirsttv.com/Jesse. That's good news. I have better news. You know how you've been wanting merch? We have merch coming. And in fact, it may already be available. It's on the First's website. We have put in a request and they said yes. For What Chris? Michael, would we request hats and t-shirts? Hats and t-shirts? Michael, I can't hear you. You have to talk into the microphone. These hand motions don't mean anything to me. I'm not a third base coach. Oh, and mugs. Okay, and mugs. So What Chris mugs and third base coach? I think we did Buenos Tardes too. I believe it's on there. And so we have merch already there and merch coming. There's an anti-communist hat. If you're asking about the how we got around the Made in America thing, well, we did and we didn't. There's a Made in America section of the website. It's obviously more expensive. I told them that's a priority. We told them the stuff that can't be made in America, that we at least didn't want, you know, communist China all over the merch. We don't want, you know, communist countries. They don't want to be supporting that. And they said, hey, no problem. We got you taken care of there. They said they worked on all that and they said it's fixed. So she'll be able to get some stuff there. Chalk. Let's talk about chalk. Let's talk about your health. Let's talk about your testosterone levels. Testosterone levels are half of what they were 50 years ago. Some of that's our fault. We sit around too much, don't eat enough meat, don't work out enough. Some of it's not. How are you supposed to do anything about estrogens in the water and plastics and things like that? It makes it hard. But we have to do something about that, don't we? Chalk has a plan. Now, this is an American company of anti-communists, and I cannot stress for you enough just how anti-communist these guys are. Really anti-communist. U.S. manufacturing, and these are natural herbal supplements, clinically studied. How about a 20% increase to your testosterone in 90 days with natural supplements? Sound good? No injections, no chemical medical filth. Go to choq.com and get the Male Vitality Stack. Use the code Jesse because it gets you 35% off store-wide, and everyone should go see it. It's all this natural. There's so many supplements there and healthy things. We love it. We just love it. choq.com, promo code Jesse, Male Vitality Stack.
You're listening to the Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
Oh, I'm serious. You turn on the TV, look at the ads. When's the last time you saw biracial couples on TV? When's the last time you saw the way, I mean, people are selling products. They do ads to sell products. And they sell products when people, they appeal to people. This generation is going to change everything. We just got to make sure we don't give up.
Oh, what? Now, hold on. I'm sorry. We have to do an experiment before I get back to the Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We're going to start and stop this, and we're going to walk through this together. What's he talking about? First, let's address the beginning here.
Oh, but I'm serious. You turn on the TV, look at the ads. When's the last time you saw biracial couples on TV?
When's the last time you saw biracial couples on TV? I don't remember the last time I saw an all-white couple on TV. What's he talking? What's okay, so he goes on.
When's the last time you saw the way, I mean, people are selling products.
When's the last time you saw the way? Not sure where he was going with that. We'll keep moving.
Products, they do ads to sell products. And they sell products when people, they appeal to people.
They do ads to sell products and they sell to people, they appeal to people, okay?
This generation is going to change everything. We just got to make sure we don't give up.
We're going to change everything and don't give up. There was a lot there. You know what? I see why Maria Salazar fits so well in Washington, D.C.
And do you support a no-fly zone in Ukraine?
I support everything that has to do with punishing Vladimir Putin and helping the Ukrainians. Putin.
Wouldn't that mean direct conventional warfare with Russia?
I don't know what it will mean, but you know, freedom is not free.
So you don't know what a no-fly zone will mean? If you have to shoot down Russian planes, I mean.
Of course.
So conventional war with Russia.
Listen, thank you.
All right. Jesse. Oh, this is in all capital letters. Heavy D is putting up. I guess I've got to read it in all capital letters. Heavy D is putting all his time and energy into another term as governor of Florida. He may run in 2028 after his term is up in 2026. We don't want him to leave us. Quit trying to encourage him to run for president. Thanks. Also, you're doing great. Keep bringing it. Okay, that was a lot. What, Chris? You have to read it in the spirit in which it was sent, okay? The whole thing was in capital letters. Dear all-knowing Oracle, if you're still looking for a bank, give Bank of Texas a try. I've been with them for many years. They've been solid without pushing. Quit, Chris. Any agenda? Maybe I'll have to do that. Dear Keyless One, That's not nice. One of my lifelong friends is getting married, but due to circumstances, the wedding is going to be rushed and will be at the end of the summer. His best man threw together a bachelor party and has us going to Chicago. When I found out where we were staying, I saw a report they were two carjackings, a catalytic converter theft, and in an armed robbery in that area within 2 days of each other. I've been in plenty of scraps with this guy by my side, but I don't feel like getting shot in the back or the face over $35 in my wallet. Should I go? Okay, one, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big car guy. I actually don't have any idea what a catalytic converter is, but I will tell you something about it. Shut up, Chris. Okay, you rebuild engines because you're a nerd. I don't know what that stuff is. What? What is it? Is it the megahertz or whatever? Is it for gas? Is it for gas? Oh, it's your exhaust system. Okay, see, that's exactly what I thought it was. I knew it was something like that. Anyway, you remember how I got robbed yesterday? No, I'm not telling you the story again. Now you got to go download the podcast I told you at the beginning of the show. But I got robbed, and part of getting robbed is I had to be on the phone with insurance companies and cops and everything else all day long. Catalytic converters? Insurance lady tells me this. She just had a claim the day before of some guy was in traffic. He was in traffic. And all of a sudden, all the cars around him start honking and honking and honking. And he's looking around and he's trying to figure out what's going on. And they're all pointing like down underneath his car. He throws it in park and gets out. While he was in traffic, someone had shimmied underneath his car trying to get the catalytic converter off of the vehicle. That's a real story. Told to me yesterday by the insurance lady. I realize I have to answer your question about going to the bachelor party thing, but I'm going to do a broader societal note here. We talk a lot about being ready and protecting yourself and prepared. I screwed up yesterday. Those people followed me from the bank. Was it an inside professional job? Probably. But still, I should have been more aware. Somebody watched me put that envelope of money in the center console of my car. I messed up. I have to be smarter, sharper, better. And I try to do that when I'm around, but I failed. We are heading into tough times out there. Very, very, very difficult times economically. People are already being crushed. When there are tough times like this, the desperation level rises and violence rises with it. Violence and theft and things like that. When I tell you to take chalk to get your testosterone level up, I mean it. When I tell you to get a hero gun so you have something to protect yourself with, I mean it. When I tell you to get a Mantis X system so you can practice with your lethal gun and get better, I mean it. We have to make sure we are getting ready. And I have to do this too. I was just looking the other day. I didn't have enough water in the house, spare water laying around. I'm not trying to be a doomsday guy, but these are times where people are going to get more desperate. We have to be ready for anything and everything we can do. No, you're not going to turn yourself into a Navy SEAL, and I'm not either. We can take little steps to be ready. It's bad out there, and as economic conditions get worse, it's going to get worse. That's just the nature of the beast. As far as going to your bachelor party, your buddy's bachelor party, I'm not a bachelor party guy. I've always thought they were a pretty pointless thing to do. I mean, I realize you want to take your buddy out, have a couple beers with your buddy and call it a night and whatever, but you've been in a bunch of fights with the guy before. I think you got to go. Plus, Chicago, yes, is a very dangerous place now. Chicago is still a really cool city. Yes, it is. Chris, you've never even been there. Okay, you've never been there. You've never been outside the border of Texas. So don't criticize other places. There's a lot more than just Texas, Chris. I love Texas too. There's a lot more than just Texas. Anyway, Chicago is a really cool place as long as you don't get shot. I mean, getting shot always puts a damper on things for sure. So if you can get in and out without getting shot, have a good time. I mean, granted, those Chicago people don't know how to do hot dogs and don't know how to do pizza, but other than that, they're great people. They have great sandwiches there. It's got cool infrastructure there. It's a cool place. All right. Somebody is mad about Christopher Ray and Donald Trump. Someone has questions about Chris, which is weird. People want to know, do we still have slaves today? And more coming up on the Jesse Kelly Show. Yeah, they come to-
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. Both Nate and I are journalists who moonlight as poker players. We've both won, and I have to say lost, hundreds of thousands of dollars playing poker. And poker is a lens that we're going to use to approach this entire show, because poker isn't just about playing cards. It's actually about how to make good decisions. It's an entire framework for thinking about the world.
In addition to poker, we'll be talking about the wide world of gambling, so sports betting, for example, plus the news, politics, it is an election year, and personal decisions, too.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
Tune into Risky Business every Thursday.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday, and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. I love this. I love this bit of Joe Biden on Jimmy Kimmel.
Oh, I'm serious. You turn on.
No, not that one. Not that one. This one.
No question about it.
So there's a lot of major things we've done. But what we haven't done is we haven't been able to communicate it in a way that is, make my sense.
Today, Junior!
We haven't been able to communicate it in a way that, I don't know. I'm so tired. Good, Joe. You're doing well. Hi, Jesse. Longtime listener here. You have read a few of my emails on the air. This is a point of curiosity. Will you ever do an expose on the corrupt Christopher Wray? It is impossible that the FBI continues to be totally biased tool of the liberal state without his blessing. Does he have a Soros connection? How is it he was selected by Trump and yet has proven as corrupt a status as ever? Michigan GOP candidate Kelly is charged for his riot in the Capitol. Now, what's that have to do? Why did I switch to a headline? Well, the Federal Bureau of Investigation decided to go arrest this guy on the day of the January 6th hearing. Last night, he was arrested yesterday. He's the leading candidate in the field in the Michigan GOP primary. The FBI worked for the Democrats? Because there's no other reason you would have waited to do it yesterday. They did it yesterday so they would have something to talk about for the show trials last night. Yeah, the FBI works for the Democratic Party now. They do. The question, how could Trump make that call? Man, I don't know. I don't know how to answer this question. How did Trump hire Omarosa for the White House? Rex Tillerson as Secretary of State? John Bolton, for Pete's sake? I don't know. I don't know how Trump could be so outstanding at so many things and have his policies be so outstanding and so good for the country while at the same time being the worst picker of personnel I have ever seen in my entire life. Do you realize what an indictment it is that Joe Biden didn't fire Christopher Wray right when he got there? Christopher Wray, there aren't even rumors he's about to be gone. Do you realize how bad that is? That's so bad. As far as doing an expose on him, I don't know. I'm not an expose guy, Chris. I'm exposeing some chest hair tonight, Chris, because I don't have my shirt buttoned up all the way, baby. What? Is it a job? You know, it might be a job for Journalist Jesse.
It's Journalist Jesse.
There's just no one better.
We love Jesse. He's the best.
Jesse, please kiss my baby.
Jesse, 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 Jesse.
That's a good point, Chris. I think all the fans who helped us make that would want us to do an expose. Maybe we will. Hi, Jesse. Dig your radio stand-up routine. I'm wondering about Chris, though. Is Chris a real person? Does he work on your show? Does it give you real-time grief about your politically incorrect statements? Okay, hold on. Yes, it's important for you to understand that Chris is such a gigantic square nerd. He's always worried about getting in trouble. We can't do this. We can't say that. Oh, Jesse, that's illegal. I have to hear this stuff all the time from Chris. All the time. Oh, you shouldn't say that. Oh, we're going to get calls or whatever. It's fine. Look, we tolerate Chris as best we can. King Jesse. Oh, by the way, quick backstory on Chris in case you didn't know. So when the show just started, this is like 3.5 years ago when I quit selling RVs and I got, thanks to my mentor, Michael Berry, and the iHeart Big Cheese down here, Eddie Martini, they decided to give me a 1 hour at night, 7 to 8 o'clock at night radio show. Just, you know, hey, let's see what he can do. Throw him out there. Chris wasn't even supposed to be the board operator. Now, here's how radio works. Now, Chris is a producer and Michael's a producer. They're doing all these things behind the scenes, getting stuff together, clips and all that stuff. But when you have a local radio station, most likely your local radio host doesn't actually have a producer unless his show gets pretty big. He probably just has what's called a board op, the board with all the button thingies and knob thingies on there. That's what the board op does. And you have one board op all day. The board op will go in and sit down and he does this guy's show, then stays around for that guy's show. I was supposed to have a different board op. We're not going to go into who that was supposed to be. And Chris ended up being my board op the first night. Chris has always had a lifelong dream of being a producer for a nationally syndicated radio show. Little did he know the show would, for whatever reason, blow up and become a nationally syndicated radio show. So he just kind of stayed on and stayed on and stayed on and stayed on and busted his butt. And now he's here. And now he gets to sit here and listen to me every single day. And I'm assuming also watching my show on the first TV every night when you get home afterwards, Chris. You don't watch my show? It's on at 9 p.m. Eastern, Chris. I can't believe you don't go home and sit down and hang on my every word. I am offended. You're right. That is too much. You can't stare at the sun for too long. I get it. King Jesse, aren't the immigrant farm and construction laborers of today a reinvention of the slaves of old? Similarly, aren't the professional athletes the new slaves of the modern Roman-like Colosseums? History comparison lesson, please. It's complicated. He says, thank you and goodbye. All right. One, no. Immigrant farm workers and construction workers are not like slaves. But let's pause on this for a second. Because you can't ever get any accurate history anymore, not in school and definitely not on TV or anywhere else. The history of slavery is the whole history of the world, and it's very, very, very complicated. Now, it's all bad, right? You don't want to own human beings. It's all bad. But when people picture slavery here, what do they picture? What do you picture? Black people being mistreated horribly, as they were. That kind of chattel slavery here. And that kind of slavery has existed for the history of mankind. Horrible slavery, where you treat people like livestock. They're tortured. They're assaulted in terrible ways. They're killed. They're separated from families. That kind of slavery has existed throughout the history of the world. However, there are lots of places where being a slave wasn't that bad. And slaves didn't want to leave. And Rome, like Rome, for example. Yes, you could be in the salt mines in Rome. If you were a slave in Rome, or a galley slave, which is you were on a ship underneath and you're oaring and you didn't live very long and whatnot, all kinds of terrible slavery. But there are tons of slaves in Rome. They were horse trainers. They were tutors for the children. The chef. They had places of esteem inside of the home. It wasn't always that way. And I certainly wouldn't compare a construction worker to that. I worked construction for a long time. That's really what I did. That's what I thought I was going to do the rest of my life. Dude, construction pays well, man. It pays well. I was making good money on it. I certainly wouldn't say they're slaves. As far as the gladiators go, yes, the gladiators were slaves, most of them. Some people voluntarily became gladiators. But, Chris says, why? Well, this is the other part of it. They were very much treated like professional athletes when they got famous. The big ones were money, women. Roman high society women would go slum it for a night and throw herself at a Roman gladiator. The life itself wasn't all that bad for these guys. All right, we only have one more segment left, and I have a lot of emails I didn't get to, so we're going to try to get to those in a second. But first, we're going to talk about your feet. No, I don't want to see your feet, by the way. But you do have to take care of them. Part of that go bag you have with all the bullets and beans and bandages, better have some socks in there. a way to take care of your feet. Feet are everything. My pillows, my slippers, they make sure my feet don't hurt. My knees don't hurt. My back doesn't hurt. Because of this cushioning system Mike Lindell put in here, they took over 2 years to develop these things. It isn't just some money catch-all thing where they threw them on the shelves. These things are amazing. Inside, outside, get yourself some My Slippers now because they're $90 off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener specials, and use the promo code Jesse, and you can get My Slippers for $90 off. That's significant, right? Especially in this economy. MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call 800-845-0544.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, what's the status on the drumsticks that I need so I can... I need those. No, I don't want them autographed. I'll autograph my own drumsticks, Chris, but we need drumsticks out here so I can play the air drums. What's that? There are different sizes? All right, I don't think we need long ones, right? Because there aren't actual drums here. These are just air drums we play on the show. Well, it looks awesome. All right, before I talk to you about... Well, all the emails I didn't get to, which there's a lot today. Sorry about that. Let's talk about this. Your cell phone carrier. Who is it? Verizon? T-Mobile? AT&T? Where do you send your money every month? I know you probably have your credit card linked up so your bill just gets paid automatically, but where do you send money every month? Are you enjoying their ads on Pride Month? Are those your values? Well, if they're not, why are you paying people to spit on your values? Pure Talk doesn't do that. You've never seen anything like that with Pure Talk. Pure Talk is a Vietnam veteran as a CEO. They love the country so much, it's American customer service, and when you call, you actually speak to an American who speaks English. It'll save you a fortune. Average family saves over $900 a year right now. Switch, man. From your cell phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It takes less than 10 minutes to switch. Keep your phone. Keep your number. It's easy. Dial #250, say Jesse Kelly. All right.
And now.
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Emails.
We didn't get to.
Jesse, I'm 29 and growing. We will be told... We would be told offhandedly that nerds would be the ones who eventually run the world. Are we living that out now? I think so. Did the past anti-bullying campaigns backfire? Yes. Of course they backfired. They're a terrible idea. This is one of those things that sprouted up and it sounds good and people love it, but it's the worst idea in the world, anti-bullying campaigns. Oh, little Billy, oh, you got pushed on the playground today? I hope you ran and told the teacher that he was being a big mean face, and then we'll get him in the bullying program. It's the worst thing in the world. And people hate hearing this. Mothers hate hearing this a lot. Look, I'm a father. I don't want my kid getting in scraps, coming home bloody eye, or bloody nose, black eyes. I get it. But boys got to fight sometimes. That's part of being a boy. Sometimes you got to fight. And you don't work it out unless you fight. Instead, we have all these anti-bullying programs telling the tough kids that they're the evil ones and the nerds all think they rule the world and they continue to get bullied, by the way, and then they turn out to be bitter idiots or they blow up one day and shoot up a school because your anti-bullying program prevented the one thing that would have stopped all this. Meet behind the gym. Nobody's going to die. On the grass somewhere so no one's bonking a head too bad when they fall down. Everyone's going to be there so no one's going to kill anybody. Everyone will be yelling. Trade hands for a couple minutes. You'll get tired. No one knows what they're doing anyway. Someone will have a split lip. Someone else will have broken his knuckle. And it works out. Why it works this way, I don't know. It's a primal part of human nature, but almost every fight I've ever been in or fight I've seen ended up with the two fighters being best of friends because all of a sudden there's some mutual male level respect there. But no, we tell kids to tattle and don't do this and don't do that and tell the teacher and tell the principal and let's get it. And we totally take away the ability for boys to become men. Dear Duke Pinkflower, my wife and kid won't eat American cheese, so I make your burgers with extra sharp cheddar the few times we've had them. Are there any other acceptable cheeses that can be substituted for my commie wife and kid? He said his name is Jordan. No, Jordan, have them eat American cheese or find a new wife. Dear fellow commie hater, on Monday you brought up the Dallas police officer stopping the guy on the right to walk down the street. If Dallas PD is anything like my agency, it says not to say his agency, they were probably told to leave the loony left alone. When we had a protest at the state capitol for St. George Floyd, we weren't allowed to take action against people who jumped the barriers or throwing objects at us. Yet there was a pro-right rally and arrested multiple people who did not throw anything at us, but they crossed over the barrier. This sickens me as a 15-year Leo veteran. I hate how policing has become so political. Again, these salty veteran types like this guy, real cops who you want coming to your home when you need help, they're sick of this crap, man. And they're sick of it, and they're getting out. And I don't blame them at all, but it's going to end up with a worse police force. Jesse, I appreciate you having the doctor on to talk about the real clinical trial for the vaccine. For me, 3 days after taking the second Moderna shot, I was diagnosed with a massive blood clot from my hip to my ankle. No previous history of blood clotting or heart trouble. 8 months later, it's still not cured. They will never stick another COVID needle in my arm ever. Says I can say his name. His name is Scott. We got a lot of these emails of people who experience this stuff. And I just, look, there's nothing else I can say, but I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Dear Menu Whisperer, I'm going to Nashville soon for the Daily Wire Live backstage. I've never been, so I wanted to know, are there any restaurants I must go to? Actually, there is. Hang on 1 second. Let me explain something to you. In Nashville, you will see there's a highway system, right? So there's the 24 and there's the 840s way down south of it, all these different highway systems. There's the 40. Well, one of the ones running underneath Nashville is the 440. It kind of does this loop around Nashville, the 440. If you get on that 440 and you take it just a little ways and you get off on the 24 going south, okay, the 24 going south, you go 5 miles maybe and you'll see a Red Lobster on the other side of the road. Jesse, Lord of the Night. The right these days claims to love and respect the founding fathers and claim to follow the Constitution, and yet they would rather come together with the communist monsters to abridge and limit our rights. They want to look like the good guys. Well, this is the problem. It's not that they want to look like the good guys. It's that they want to look like the good guys for people other than you. They want to look like the good guys for the media. They all want to be known as one of the good ones, one of the reasonable ones, They want to be seen by their colleagues, by the Politico reporter waiting in the hall. They want to be seen as one of the good ones. They don't view themselves like you view yourself, as a warrior for the cause. Dr. J. Steele III, if government indoctrination camps, schools, or in government indoctrination camps, schools, we were told that Joseph McCarthy was an awful human being for going after communists in American institutions. Knowing what we know now, isn't what he did the right thing? Isn't he really a hero? Yeah, he didn't go near far enough. And of course they demonize him. Look, it's not an accident your kid will go to school and he'll learn about the evils of Nazism until there was no end. He'll learn about the evils of slavery till no end. The evils of America and the conquest of America. And yet, it's weird how there's not a month dedicated to the 100 million people killed by communists in just the 20th century alone. It's not an accident. Your child in school gets history by omission. History by omission. Check out what they're learning, all right? All right, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, or I mean, you can call in the show, but we won't be here. Quit. I'm sorry. Keep your chin up. Have a fun weekend. We'll do it again on Monday, okay? That's all.
I'm Maria Konnikova.
And I'm Nate Silver.
And our new podcast, Risky Business, is a show about making better decisions. We're both journalists who moonlight as poker players, and that's the lens we're going to use to approach this entire show.
We're going to be discussing everything from high-stakes poker to personal questions.
Like whether I should call a plumber or fix my shower myself.
And of course, we'll be talking about the election, too.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.